going towards 12 minutes past 6 and time to get into the day's top business news here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, starting with the latest manufacturing data from Statistics South Africa. South Africa's manufacturing output rose by 1.5% year-on-year in August after contracting by 1.1% the previous month. Analysts had forecast manufacturing volumes would contract by 0.05%. Executive Director at the Manufacturing Circle, Philippa Rotseth, joins us now. Welcome back to Money Talk, Philippa.
Thank you, Tami. Good evening.
This is a surprise. Talk us through the latest figures and why analysts got it wrong this time around.
We are very pleased to see the year-on-year growth, which is mainly attributed to the metals and capital equipment subsector within manufacturing. And that's quite interesting if we unpack those figures, particularly the capital equipment, both in terms of manufacturing and supplying local markets as well as export markets, was quite a big contributor. But what is also important to note is that we haven't seen positive growth across all of these subsectors. So, you know, manufacturing is not homogenous. We've seen erratic behavior and performance across various subsectors on a month-on-month and year-on-year basis. So we're very pleased to see the positive result, but we need to see more of that on a consistent and sustainable basis.
Positive results, but what does it mean then for the industry in its entirety, given the fact that there are a lot of negatives to be identified in this case?
As a manufacturing circle, we maintain that manufacturing is the engine of growth of the South African economy. So even when we have difficult times, and manufacturing has very high multiplier factors, so it's entrenched in the economy. So if we have a good month, we have or good performance, we have very good positive spin-offs. And conversely, you know, the opposite can apply as well. So what we need to do is just maintain sticking to the basics in terms of becoming more competitive as manufacturers, attaining a supportive international trade position, and buying more locally. So we need to focus on the demand side. We need to increase demand, and we also need to be mindful of the supply side factors. And notable in that regard is potential high electricity tariff increases from next year, which would not do the sector many favours.
Going forward, what's expected with regards to the manufacturing production and performance?
If we have a look at the Purchasing Managers Index, which is a leading indicator and looks at, you know, forward in terms of what is being bought and anticipated orders, that is still in contractionary territory. So although we've seen positive year-on-year growth in terms of Stats SA manufacturing production sales to the end of August, if we look at PMI for September, looking forward in the short term, we still see not a majorly positive outlook. So in the short term, probably still erratic behavior, but no reason why we can't, you know, improve the performance of the sector, because there's very concrete and tangible things that we can do to achieve this.
In your view, Philippa, what is needed for a turnaround in this scenario? Is there room for some sort of certainty where policy is concerned?
Policy certainty and alignment is absolutely key in terms of what we need to do to grow our manufacturing sector. That helps a lot in terms of planning, in terms of investment by manufacturers. We must remember that manufacturing is quite capital intensive. You know, it's got to do with plant equipment, materials. So these are long-term investment decisions. So if we have policy certainty, which leads to investor confidence, that will unlock the kind of growth that we require for the sector, and in so doing for jobs and growth in the economy.
Thank you so much for your input. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Executive Director at the Manufacturing Circle, Philippa Rotseth, talking us through the latest manufacturing data from Statistics South Africa.